感谢主耶稣，今天要习圣日啊，我们来学习神的话语。
Thank God on this holy Sabbath day, we're able to gather here to learn God's words.
啊，今天我们来学习第五条诫命。
And today we'll learn about the fifth commandment.
啊，我们知道呢，神呐，西乃山对百姓啊发布了十条诫命。
And we know that on Mount Sinai, God gave the Israelites the Ten Commandments.
啊，这个是唯一神亲自说出话来啊对百姓啊发布的诫命。
And this is the only time that God spoke out to give the Israelites the Ten Commandments.
那么其他的律法呢，都是透过摩西转告给百姓知道的。
The other laws were given to the Israelites through Moses.
啊，所以十条诫命是神亲自啊发出声音啊说的诫命，所以因此是最宝贵啊永久的存在。
The Ten Commandments were actually spoken out by God, and therefore it is the most precious.
所以呢，到了耶稣的时代，仍然说要遵守十条诫命才能够得到永生。
And therefore, even up to the time of Jesus, he said that you need to honor, you need to keep the Ten Commandments.
啊，那我们啊，今天要查考的第五条诫命啊，又是一个新的一个主题，新的开始。
And today, about the fifth commandment is a new beginning.
因为从第一条到第四条诫命都是有关于神方面的。
From the first to the tenth commandment is about God.
第一条到第四条
The first to fourth commandments about God.
因为这一到四都是说我们要如何来敬拜独一的真神。
It is about how we are supposed to worship the true God.
不可以拜偶像。
We can't worship idols.
不可以妄称神的名。
We can't put God's name in vain.
然后而且要纪念安息圣日。
And we need to honor the Sabbath.
这些都是关于神方面的诫命。
These are all commandments related to God.
所以我们遵守一到四的诫命，就是代表我们爱神遵守神的话语。
So the first to the fourth commandment is about honoring God and keeping His commandments.
可是从第五条诫命是有关于人方面的。
But the fifth commandment is about man.
因为从第五条开始说要孝敬父母。
Because starting on the fifth one, it starts about honoring your parents.
然后第六条不可杀人。
The sixth one is do not kill.
再来是不可奸淫。
The seventh one is you shall not commit adultery.
再来不可偷盗。
You cannot steal.
再来不可作假见证陷害人。
You cannot provide false witness to harm others.
不可贪恋人一切的财物。
And you cannot be greedy for other people's things.
所以从第五到第十都是有关于人方面的诫命。
So from the fifth to the tenth commandment, it's about your relationship with others.
所以有关于人方面的诫命呢，是从父母亲要孝敬的这个要求做开始的。
And these commandments related to man, it starts with honoring your parents.
所以呢，孝敬父母成为对人的诫命的第一条。
So honoring your parents becomes the first law related to man.
所以也就是说，如果一个人能够孝敬父母的话
，So if a person is able to honor their parents,
那么以下第五第六、第七到第十这些诫命就比较能够遵守了。
Then it will be easier to honor the fifth commandment all the way to tenth, or the sixth to the tenth.
那反过来讲，如果第五条诫命你不能够孝敬父母的话
，And on the other hand, if you're unable to observe the fifth commandment,
那同样的从第六到第十的诫命你也很难去遵守了。
Then it will be difficult to honor the sixth to the tenth commandment as well.
所以我们中国古代才有一句话说：“百善孝为先。”所有的善事。以孝敬父母做一个开始啊。
So in the Chinese saying that we in all blessings start with honoring your parents.
所以今天我们才一定要来查考第五条诫命为什么这么的重要，放在对人的诫命的第一条呢
？So today we will examine and explore why honoring your parents as the fifth commandment is so important and why it was chosen as the first commandment of all the ones related to man.
我们还是来看一下出埃及记二十章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 20.
十二节
，verse 12.
出埃及记二十章十二节。
Exodus chapter 20, verse 12.
当孝敬父母，使你的日子在耶和华你神所赐你的地上得以长久。
12. Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God is giving you.
所以这是有关于人方面的诫命的第一条。
This is the first commandment related to man.
而且上面又说了，如果孝敬父母的话，那神就会使你在地上的日子得以长久。
And in the end here also says that if you honor your father and mother, that your days on the land will be long.
所以呢，这是一个带着应许跟福气的诫命。
So this is a commandment that comes with it, a blessing and also a promise.
因此保罗啊，在谈到孝敬父母的这个诫命的时候，特别说明它的重要性。
So Paul, when he was referencing the fifth commandment, he also emphasized on its importance.
我们看以弗所书第六章。
Let's turn to Ephesians.
第六章。
Chapter 6.
第一节。
Verse 1.
以弗所书第六章第一节。
Ephesians chapter 6 verse 1.
你们做儿女的要在主里听从父母，这是理所当然的。
1. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right.
第二、第三，要孝敬父母，使你得福，在世长寿，这是第一条带应许的诫命。
2. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise.
所以这里呢，保罗说了我们做儿女的一定要在主里听从父母。
So Paul says that as children, we need to obey our parents.
因为这是神所发布的诫命。
Because this is a commandment from our Lord.
而且他说这是一个理所当然的。
And he said that this is right.
也就是说这是一个人性里面应该有的一种表现。
And he said that this is a behavior that should be present in for humans.
因为人性里面呢就有对父母亲的一种感恩跟孝敬。
Because in human conscience, there should be a type of honor and a type of thanksgiving to the parents.
甚至呢说所有的动物里面都有这种儿女对父母亲的一种尊敬啊。
And in all animals, all the children should have this type of thankfulness and honor to the parents.
所以呢，保罗才会说这是理所当然的。
And that's why Paul said that this is right.
而且还特别强调说这是第一条带应许的诫命。
And he also said that this is the first commandment with the promise.
因为其他的诫命啊都是有规定一定要这么做啊。
The other commandments just says this is what you need to do.
尤其是第五到第十都说规定不可以怎样，不可以怎样，不可以怎样。
Especially on the 6th to 10th, it says that you shall not do this, don't do this, don't do this.
可是呢，第五条诫命却说你应该要孝敬父母。
But on the 5th commandment, it says honor your parents.
而且还可以应许在世长寿。
And that you have the promise of a long life.
可是呢，我们看第六条，不可杀人，不可奸淫，不可偷盗，等等，这些都说不可不可。都没有说有什么福气呀。
But if you look at the sixth commandment and on, whereas do not steal, do not commit adultery and on, it only says do not do something. It doesn't come with a promise.
所以一个诫命有加上福气跟没有加上福气差别很多。
So there's a big difference for a commandment that comes with a blessing or not.
比如说我们在遵守交通规则。
And just like we obey the traffic.
比如说红灯，我们应该停下来。
Just like there is a red light and we stop.
然后绿灯，我们可以行走。
And the green light, we go.
好了，如果你遇到红灯，你真的停下来了。
So if there's a red light and you really stopped.
警察会来告诉你说，哦，你做得很好，我给你1,000元的奖金。
Will the cops come to you, stop you, and say, "Hey, good job for stopping there. I'll give you $1,000"?
不会的。
They won't.
因为这是你本来就应该做的。
Because this is something you're supposed to do.
那你应该做你也做了，所以这个没有奖赏。
You're supposed to do it, and you did it, and therefore there's no reward.
因为这是本来就该做的。
Because you're supposed to be doing it.
反而你没有遵守交通规则，你要被处罚。
But if you do not follow the traffic rules, then you will be punished.
可是你遵守了，也是应该的，不会有任何的赏赐啊。
And if you followed it, then that's the way it should be, and there's no additional prize.
这是一个没有什么福气没有什么应许的一种命令，该做的事情而去做而已。
And this is type of rule that does not have additional blessing or reward with it, and you just need to follow it.
可是现在呢，第五条诫命却很特别。
But the fifth commandment is special.
你遵守了，还要给你福气啊。
You follow and obey the commandment, and there's also an additional blessing.
所以呢，这个是一个好像好像就好像你开车没有超速。
It's just like driving a car and you didn't speed.
那警察发现，你竟然没有超速，给你奖赏啊。
And the police officer will stop you and say, "Hey, you didn't speed," and give you a prize.
你会很惊讶，本来我就应该做的，可是竟然我会得到额外的奖赏啊。
You'll be surprised and say, I'm supposed to not speed, and now I have a reward.
所以这个是一个神特别要加强在 第五条诫命这样的一个福气。
And this is an emphasis, an addition to the fifth commandment that God, this blessing that God gave.
所以我们今天来思考，为什么神在第五条诫命要特别加上应许的福气呢？
So we need to reflect today on this fifth commandment. Why did God add this additional blessing?
本来你应该做，做了就不会有赏赐才对呀。
You're supposed to just follow the command. And you, if you follow it, you shouldn't have additional reward.
可是现在第五条诫命却说你会额外有福气，就会有再世长寿。
But on the fifth commandment here, there's an additional promise of a blessing to have a long life.
所以我们就要来查考怎么做才能够真的完成这条诫命。
So we need to explore today. What should we do to fulfill this command?
所以我就用圣经的软体呢，整个把有关于父母亲要孝敬父母所有的经文全部找出来。
So I went through the Bible and I searched about all the topics related to honoring your parents.
我就分为两大类。
And I divided into two main topics.
对于父母亲不可以做哪些事情？
Things that you should not do to your parents.
那第二大类是应该要做哪一些事情？
And the second topic is the ones that you should do with your parents.
好，所以第一大类，我们说圣经里面记载不可以做的哪一些事情。
So the first group is the things we should not do to our parents.
首先呢，第一个不可以打父母啦。
And the first one, we should not strike and hit our parents.
我们看出埃及记二十一章。
Please turn to Exodus chapter 21.
出埃及记二十一章十五节。
Exodus chapter 21, verse 15.
出埃及记二十一章十五节。
Exodus
二十一章十五节。
Exodus chapter 21, verse 15.
打父母的必要把他治死。
And he who strikes his father or his mother shall surely be put to death.
哇，这里说哦，对待父母竟然是用打父母啊，这个是一个肉体身体上的一种侵犯啊。
And this is an assault, a physical assault by striking your father and your mother.
所以这个罪很大。
So this is a great sin.
必须把这个人治死。
And you need to put this person to death.
所以这个命令规定的这么严格。
So this is a very serious commandment.
所以呢，你不可以打父母啊。
You shall not strike your parents.
因为打呢，是代表对这个人的这种不尊重，甚至是侮辱最严重的表现。
This is a very serious and also one of the highest degree of disrespect to others.
所以呢，这个是最严重的一种状态。
And this is a very serious thing to do.
所以这是一个不可以打父母，要不然就要被治死啊。
So you shouldn't strike your father or your mother, or you'll be put to death.
当然我们今天呢，对父母亲呢，不敢去碰到父母亲的身体，去伤害父母亲的身体啊。
And of course, today we may not dare to physically hit or strike our parents.
这是一定要避免的事情。
And this is something we surely need to avoid.
那我们继续再看第二个十七节。
And continue on to verse 15.
十七节，现在已经不是肉体上去打，而是用言语上去咒骂父母的，也要把他治死。
And this is not a physical attack anymore, but one where we're attacking our parents with our words, and they also need to be put to death.
这个咒骂是代表言语上的侵犯。
In verse 17 here, it talks about the curse. The curse is an attack, is with our words.
所以这个咒骂也是很严重的语言上的侵犯。
And this curse is we're verbally attacking our parents.
虽然他没有用肢体语言肢体动作去伤害父母亲的身体。
We're not using our words, or we're not using our physical body to attack them.
但是咒骂的时候仍然是一个很严重的罪，要把他治死。
But cursing others is also a serious sin, and we also need to be put to death.
所以这个是第二个一定要避免的事情。
And this is the second thing we surely need to avoid.
因为你去咒骂父母的时候，也是对父母亲一个很大的侮辱啊。
When you curse your parents, it's also a great shame you're putting onto your parents.
好，那再来第三个。
Third one.
不可以去偷窃父母。
And the third one is to not steal from your parents.
我们看箴言二十八章。
Let's turn to Psalms.
箴言。
Proverbs.
二十八章。
Chapter 28.
二十四节。
Verse 24.
箴言二十八章二十四节。
Proverbs chapter 28, verse 24.
偷窃父母的就说这不是罪哦，此人就是与强盗同一类的。
24. Whoever robs his father or his mother and says it is no transgression, the same is companion to a destroyer.
这里是说有的孩子他会 以为说啊，我偷偷啊去偷了父母亲的东西，哎呀，这个没关系，我们啊都是家人呐、啊。
And some children will think that, oh, I stole from my parents, but it's no problem because we're all one family.
啊，以后父母亲的东西总是要遗留给我的、啊。
And in the future, my parents' things will also.
有一天他们总会离世。
One day when they pass away.
那我就要继承他们的财产。
And I'll inherit everything they have.
啊，所以孩子有时候就会有这种错误的想法。
So some kids, they have wrong thinking.
啊，这就是早晚你都是以后要给我的嘛。
They think that sooner or later these things are mine.
那我现在只是先拿来用而已啊。
So I'm just taking it earlier to use.
啊，所以这个不算什么罪啊。
So it's no sin.
可是这是错误的想法。
But that's not the right thinking.
啊，因为圣经说哦，你偷窃父母的，这仍然是跟强盗一样的类型啊，一样的罪。
The Bible says that this is the same as being a companion to a destroyer.
啊，因为你去偷窃父母等也是。像强盗一样是偷窃跟的这种罪。
Because when you're stealing from your parents, it's no difference from stealing from others.
所以这也是一种一定要违背一定会违背神诫命的一种方法，一种行为啊。
And this is also an act that goes against commandments of God.
所以我们今天呢，对父母亲的财物一定要尊重。
So today we need to respect the belongings of our parents.
虽然以后父母亲走了，这些财产是遗留给你的。
And even though in the future, when they pass away, their inheritance may be
theirs. 但是仍然现在是他们的，一定要尊重他们的财物啊。
Right now, it still belongs to them, so we need to respect their belongings.
所以这也是告诉我们哦，我们对父母亲的尊重啊，一定要从他的财物开始。
So our respect for our parents need to start with their estate, their
wealth. 好，再来一个哈，不可以做的事情。
And the next thing that we can't do.
不要去藐视父母亲呐。
Do not mock your parents.
我们来看箴言十九章。我们请看箴言二十三章。
Proverbs chapter 23.
箴言二十三章二十二节。
Verse 22. Proverbs chapter 23, verse 22.
二十二节。你要听从生你的父亲，你母亲老了也不可藐视她。
22. Listen to your father who begot you, and do not despise your mother when she is old.
在这里特别强调到你的母亲、父母亲啊，年纪会老。
Here, your father and your mother will get old.
那么老了以后，可能动作就不灵活。
And when they get old, their movements may not be lively.
可能吃东西的时候还会东西食物会掉到地上。
And when they eat, there may be more crumbs that fall on the floor.
或者是年纪老了走路可能容易跌倒。
Or perhaps with age, when they walk, they may fall easily.
这是身体上的衰老。
And this is the body that's deteriorating.
再来，可能知识上也会落后了。
And of course, in their thought, they also may deteriorate.
因为时代一直在进步。
Because society and things keep progressing.
那么年纪老的父母亲呢，可能没有办法去跟得上时代，去学习这些新的知识。
And older generation, perhaps they don't think as fast anymore. It's harder for them to keep up with the new ways and the new technology.
可能很多想法都是古代的想法，而没有办法配合现代的新的生活方式。
And a lot of their thoughts and their values may be more conventional. It's harder for them to adapt to the new ways of thinking.
可是孩子是活在现在啊，他又学习很多的新的知识跟技能。
But the children, they live in current times. They're able to keep up with the new technology and the new ways and the new thoughts.
可是反过来。就容易去看不起他的父母亲。
So it is easy for the children to despise the parents.
那这样的方式也是一个违背诫命的方式。
And this is also a way where we would go against the commandment.
所以呢，圣经才会这么强调，你母亲老了不可以藐视她。
So it says here that when your parents are old, that do not despise them.
也许呢，还有另一种可能，父母亲可能还会有过去比较传统的一些生活态度。
And your parents, being an older generation, they may have a more conventional lifestyle.
可能吃东西很节省。
And maybe when they eat, they're very
很节省啊。
Reserved.
那 spare 哈。但是儿子呢，已经赚钱了。
Oh, they may also eat sparingly, but the kids, they earn more money now.
哇，可以吃大餐啊，吃好吃的东西，花很多钱都没关系。
And the kids can, the children can eat more lavish and more rich meals.
可是就会反过来看不起父母亲。
And they may despise the parents.
哈，你们还是这么穷的样子这个是落后的时代。
And they may think, oh, mom and dad, you still live such a poor lifestyle, and you eat such poor things.
可是圣经却说不可以藐视他们啊。
But the Bible says that do not despise them.
而且啊，我们看到圣经有时候同样的这种经文不是出现一次，还会出现第二次，重复出现。
And we can see that this teaching, these words appear several times throughout the Bible.
同样的，这二十三章是这么规定，不可以藐视父母亲哦。
It says several in several places that do not despise your parents.
我们看三十章。
Please turn to chapter 30.
啊，一样的经文又出现一次。
It's a similar verse that appears.
我们看三十章。
Chapter 30.
十七节
verse 17
一样的箴言三十章十七节
Proverbs 30 chapter 30 verse 17
嬉笑父亲藐视而不听从母亲的他的眼睛必为谷中的乌鸦啄出来为鹰雏所吃
17 The eye that mocks his father and scorns disobedience to his mother the ravens of the valley will pick it out and the young eagles will eat it
所以呢，在这里讲到一个更严重的惩罚。
Here is a more serious punishment.
因为一个孩子呢，他竟然会嬉笑他的父亲呢，啊，这个落后的，你这个不合时代的。
Because the children may mock his parents and say, oh, you're of the old times.
啊，就会藐视他们呢，不听从他们的话语。
And he'll disobey them and mock and defy them.
结果这个人呢，他的眼睛。会被乌鸦啄出来，会被鹰给吃掉啊
！And this person's eyes will be plucked out by the ravens, and the young eagles will eat it.
意思说，他的眼睛会失明。
It means that they'll lose sight.
啊，他就看不到东西了。
They won't be able to see.
我们说这个失明的啊惩罚是很严重的。
And this type of punishment to lose sight is very serious.
所以呢，这就是说，我们不要去笑啊，不要去嬉笑父母，不要藐视父母。
So don't make fun of your parents. Don't mock them.
好，这是不要做的事情。
These are things that we should not do.
啊，还有一个不可以虐待父母亲。虐待，我们看十九章。
Please turn to verse 19.
一样哈、啊，在箴言啊的十九章。
It's also in Proverbs 19.
二十六节。
Chapter 19, verse 26.
十九章二十六节。
Proverbs chapter 19, verse 26.
虐待父亲。撵出母亲的是宜修啊，自辱之子。
26. He who mistreats his father and chases away his mother is a son who causes shame and brings reproach.
啊，所以说啊啊，虐待啊跟撵出父母亲呢、啊，这是一个很羞耻的事情啊。
So to mistreat your parents is a shameful thing.
啊，这也是一种精神上的虐待。
And sometimes it's maybe it's a mental mistreat.
好，这些都是不可以做的事情。
And these are all things that we shouldn't do.
好，那再来呢？还有一些啊，第二部分我们就来说，那么应该积极的要做哪一些事情呢
？So the second group of things of what things we should do or do.
啊，因为父母亲呢、啊，把我们生下来，把我们养大了。
Our parents they bore us and they raised us.
而且花了很多时间、很多精神、很多金钱啊，来啊养育我们。
And they spent a lot of time, resources, and money to raise us.
所以我们刚刚说的是不可以做的事情。
So just now we talked about all the things that you can't do.
但是现在第二部分，我们应该做什么呢
？And now we'll talk about the things that we should do.
第一个，当然一定要奉养父母，使父母的经济生活啊能够得到满足。
And of course, the first one is we need to support our parents' life, their living, to make sure they are able to have a decent living.
我们来看马可福音。
Let's turn to Mark.
第七章。
Chapter 7.
十二节。
Verse 12.
马可福音第七章，我们看第十节。
Mark chapter 7, let's actually look at verse 10.
第七章第十节。
Verse 10. Chapter 7, verse 10.
摩西说当孝敬父母又说咒骂父母的必致死他
10. For Moses said honor your father and your mother and he who curses father or mother let him be put to death
11. 你们倒说人若对父母说我所当奉给你的已经做了割耳板割耳板就是贡献的意思
11. But you say if a man says to his father and mother whatever profit you might have received from me is korban that is a gift to God
12. 12以后你们就不容他再奉养父母了。
12. Then you no longer let him do anything for his father or his mother.
13. 这就是你们承接遗传，废了神的道，你们还做许多这样的事情。
13, making the word of God of no effect through your tradition which you have handed down and many such things you do.
这里呢就是当时的犹太人的拉比告诉百姓说啊，我本来要奉养父母的钱现在我拿去奉献了啊，所以我不用再奉养父母了。
And here he's speaking to the rabbis saying that a lot of rabbis back in the days of Jesus were saying if you, the money that they were going to give to their parents, instead of giving to their parents, they're using it to give to the temple, and now they don't need to give to their parents anymore.
可是神说，就是说你们这样是错误的。
But Jesus is saying that this is a wrong thinking.
因为你要奉献给神，是你本来就应该做的。
Because you're giving to God is something you're supposed to do already.
可是你原来要孝敬父母，要奉养父母的那个钱也是应该付出的。
But the amount of money that you were going to give to your parents to honor your parents was also something you're supposed to do.
所以这个不可以取代啊。
So you can't replace it.
不能说我要奉养父母的钱已经奉献了，所以我不用再奉养父母。
You can't say that I already offered the money that I'm supposed to give my parents to God, and therefore I'm not going to honor my parents anymore.
所以现在一定要奉养父母是基本上一定要做的。
So to provide for your parents is a basic necessity.
所以呢，我们儿女呢，在经济生活上一定要给父母亲基本的生活需要要得到满足。
So as children, we need to provide for parents to give them at least a basic standard of living.
尤其父母亲已经退休了，已经没有薪水收入的时候。
Especially if the parents are retired and they no longer have an income.
他们没有办法再有固定的 income 维持他们的生活。
And they don't have any steady income anymore to support their lifestyle.
可能退休金、养老金都不够用。
And perhaps the retirement fund, they don't have enough.
所以儿女呢就应该孝敬父母，就是要供养父母在日常生活的需要得到满足。
So as children, they should provide and try to provide for their parents for their basic needs.
这是一个金钱上的供应啊，让父母啊经济生活啊能够得到满足的。
And this is a financial contribution to the parents for the parents to have a decent living.
好，那第二个。
And the second.
我们要做一些事情让父母亲高兴啊。
We need to do things to make our parents happy.
那做什么事情会让父母亲高兴？
What things can we do to make help our parents be happy?
我们来看箴言。
Please turn back to Proverbs.
十五章。
Chapter 15.
箴言十五章二十节。
Verse 20. Proverbs chapter 15 verse 20.
十五章二十节。
Chapter 15 verse 20.
智慧的孩子使父亲喜乐，愚昧人藐视他的母亲。
20. A wise son makes a father glad, but a foolish man despises his mother.
这里说好，愚昧人呢，会藐视他的母亲。
Here it says a foolish man despises his mother.
因为他很愚昧，他没有智慧。
Because they're foolish, they have no wisdom.
他以为这个母亲落后了是所以他不会去尊敬父母亲。
They think the mother is of the old ways, and that therefore he doesn't honor the mother.
其实这是一个愚昧人啊。
And indeed, this is a foolish man.
反过来讲，一个智慧的人却能够让父亲高兴。
And on the other hand, a wise son makes a father glad.
因为智慧人会做一些智慧的事情。
Because a wise person will do many wise things.
他会解决问题。
They will solve many issues.
他不会为了让父母亲去制造麻烦的。
They won't bring trouble to the parents.
所以呢，智慧的孩子会让父母亲高兴啊。
So a wise son will make a father glad.
我们常常看到如果孩子有智慧，就会在社会上有工作有好的表现。
And you can see a correlation if the son is typically wise, they'll also do well in society.
那孩子在社会上有工作，有好的表现，父母亲会觉得很光荣。
And in society, they may have a good job, they may perform well, and the parents will feel honored.
因为他说，哎呀，我的孩子。能够在社会上有努力有贡献所以做父母亲的都觉得这是一份很好的事情很高兴的事情。
The parents will be happy, they'll be honored and think that my child is able to contribute to society.
可是反过来，如果父母亲接到警察局的电话，
But if the parents receive a phone call from the police,
某某人，请说请问你某某人是不是你的孩子？
And they say, is so and so your child?
然后他说：“对呀、啊，对呀、啊，那个人是我的孩子啊。”
Yes, yes. That this person is my child.
那警察说：“哦，现在你的孩子在派出所已经被关起来准备要审判他。”
And the police officer would say, oh, your son is in the police station right now, and we're about to pass a verdict.
因为他跟人家打架，有发生一些很严重的问题。
Because he was fighting with others.
好，所以呢，请你先来警察局来看看你的孩子。
So please come down to the police station to take care of your child.
结果父母亲来到警察局，很丢脸呐，非常难过的。
And for the parents to come to the police station at this point, then it's very shameful.
我的孩子怎么做这些不好的事情呢？
How can my child do such a thing?
所以这个孩子做了这些不好的事情，是让父母亲难过的。
So when the child has will do things that will make it hard for parents.
当然，这也就是没有去遵守第五条诫命。
And by doing so, they are not honoring the fifth commandment.
所以我们说，真正能够让父母亲高兴啊。
So you truly want to make your parents happy.
因为一个智慧的孩子，他所做出的事情是有道理的是有成就的。
A wise child will do things that are profitable and also productive.
那这样父母亲就会高兴。
And it will make the parents glad.
这也是圣经告诉我们，做儿女的要如何让父母亲高兴。
And the Bible says, as a child, what should we do to make our parents glad?
这是应该做自己所该做的事情。
And that is to do what we're supposed to do.
那父母亲自然而然就不用再烦恼了，不用为了孩子担心以后的事情。
And naturally, the parents will not be troubled and will not need to worry about you.
所以我们做孩子的要常常想，我要做什么事情让我父母亲不要再担忧。
So as children, we need to think, what do I need to do to not make my parents worry?
不要再让他们为我担心说，我会怎么样，我会怎么样。
So they not need to worry about you in this or that manner.
让他们放心。
So that they can be worry-free.
我就可以好好的让父母亲会欢喜快乐度过他们的晚年。
And they can be happy and glad in their end years.
所以这是一个智慧孩子能够做的事情。
So this is what a wise son would do.
好，再来，还有一个，因为智慧孩子他会遵守父母亲的法则教导的教训
And a wise son would also listen to the counsel and also the rebuke of the parents.
我们来看箴言的第六章。
Please turn to Proverbs chapter 6.
第六章的二十节。
Verse 20. Chapter 6, verse 20.
箴言第六章二十节。
Proverbs chapter 6, verse 20.
我的儿啊，要谨守你父亲的诫命，不可离弃你母亲的法则。
20. My son, keep your father's command, and do not forsake the law of your mother.
21. 要常系在你的心上，挂在你的颈项上。
21. Bind them continually upon your heart, tie them around your neck.
22. 你行走，他必引导你；你躺卧，他必保守你；你睡醒了，他必与你谈论。
22. When you roam, they will lead you. When you sleep, they will keep you. And when you awake, they will speak with you.
23. 因为诫命是灯，法则是光，训诲的责备是生命的道路。
23. For the commandment is a lamp, and the law is a light. Reproofs of instructions are the way of life.
这里又说到，我们要谨守父母亲的诫命跟法则。
Here it says that we need to keep the commandments of our parents.
也就是说，父母亲的诫命跟法则就是神的话语啊。
So the commandments of our parents is
The God of words,
the
神的话语
，is the words of God.
所以，如果你把神的话语也都能够系在你的心上记在你的心里
，so if you're able to bind the words of God into your heart,
那你就不会去做违背神的诫命。
Then you will not do things that will forsake the laws.
那是神的诫命就会带领你引导你的道路。
And these laws and these commandments will lead your way.
而且会保守你的生命。
And it'll keep your life.
使你的生命得到平安。
So you may have peace.
所以这就是我们要谨守父母亲所给我们的教训。
And these are the commandments that we should keep from our parents.
因为父母亲是按照神的话语来教导我们。
Because our parents teach us according to the words of the Bible.
所以有时候我们在想父母亲的教导他不是他自己想要怎么教就随便怎么教的。
So often, if you think about what your parents tell you, what your parents' commands, they're not just telling you things randomly.
因为是根据圣经的话来教导我们的。
They're teaching us according to the Bible.
那这个时候我们要孝敬父母也同样是遵守他们的话语。
So to honor your parents is also to keep the command.
那这就是得到神的话语的带领我们的生命就会有光
and to receive the word and the command of, the, of God, then our life will also have light.
所以呢，如果没有神的话语来带领我们，
so if we do not have the words of God to lead us,
我们就活在黑暗的世界里面，
then we will live in the darkness.
我们会不知道要做什么样的选择才是合乎神的旨意。
We will be lost, and we will not know what actions will bring joy, will delight God.
所以这个时候，父母亲呢，用神的话语来教导孩子是最好的方法。
So the parents here are using God's words to teach the children is the best way.
当然了，有时候孩子会发现父母亲有时候不一定是对的。
And the children would sometimes discover that their parents aren't always right.
因为父母亲有时候也会有人的软弱，可能会做了一些错误的判断。
Because the parents will also have their own weaknesses and make some wrong judgment.
所以当父母亲犯错了。
So sometimes when the parents do the wrong thing.
我们儿女呢？这个时候要跟父母亲说父母亲你们哪里已经有了错误的判断要告诉你们。
As children, we should also tell our parents, saying, tell our parents where they have wronged.
所以这样的话也是孝敬父母的方式。
And this is also a way to honor our parents.
如果你让父母亲犯错了，而且不告诉他们，一样一直犯错下去。
If your parents did something wrong and you allow them to continue doing it wrong,
那你这样就不是孝敬父母。
Then you're not honoring your parents.
因为你是让父母亲继续犯错，
because you're letting your parents to keep committing the same thing.
一直到最后会发生更大的灾难。
And in the end, there will be a great disaster.
可能会被神惩罚。
Perhaps God will punish them.
或者是引起更大的问题。
And there may be bigger issues.
所以我们这个时候做儿女的反要孝敬父母，要告诉父母哪个时候事情是做错了。
So if our parents do something wrong, it is the children have the responsibility to tell the parents.
这样的告诉父母亲。其实就是孝敬父母的一种方法。
And by telling them and warning them, this is another type of, another way to honor them.
因为你尊敬他们，也真的爱他们。
It's because you honor them and you truly love them.
他希望他们能够改变他们哪里个地方是做错了。
And that's why you want them to change their ways on things that they've done wrong.
那反过来讲，父母亲一旦知道自己做错的时候
，And if the parents recognize and hear that they've done something wrong,
那也要。很勇敢的跟孩子承认说对不起，我这个事情是犯错了。
They need to have the courage to tell the children, sorry, you're right, I've done this wrong.
我会改进对不起我犯这个错误。
And I'm wrong, and I need to change.
所以这个时候呢，父母亲呢跟孩子的关系又能够和好，因为这才是一个真正的孝敬父母的结果。
And by going through this, the relationship between the parents and the children will advance.
我们中国古代虽然有一句话说，天下无不是的父母，好像。天底下没有一个犯错的父母，这个意思。
There is an old Chinese saying that the parents are never wrong.
可是这句话其实并不是讲他所做的事情不会犯错。
But this is not saying that the parents, whatever they do, is not wrong.
而是讲父母亲爱孩子的心是永远不会改变的。
What it really means is that the heart of the parents and their love to the kids will never change.
但是行为上却有可能会犯错。
But of course, their actions sometimes will be incorrect.
所以那个无不是的父母是指的他们的爱是永远没有错的。
So that old Chinese saying is talking about the love of the parents is never wrong.
但是所做的行为却可能犯错。
But their actions may be incorrect.
那这个犯错了就要去说道歉，要去改变过来。
And if your actions are done incorrectly, then you should apologize and correct yourself.
所以我们做儿女的，孝敬父母一样是要帮父母亲能够进步能够改变他们的错误的行为。
So as children, we should also help our parents, tell them when they do things wrong, and to help them improve.
我们现在却有时候会看到儿女呢。看到父母亲犯错是一种不理不睬管他去了那种态度啦。
And some children, when they see that the parents are doing something incorrectly, they just sigh and they don't care and they let them be.
反正这种情况是不好的。
And this is not good.
因为你让父母亲一直犯错。
Because you're letting your parents to continue doing things the
wrong way. 你只是采取一种不理不睬不要管他随便他们去。
And you're employing an attitude of not caring.
其实这样不是孝敬父母。
And this is not a way to honor your parents.
因为你只是不管父母亲，不理他们，让他们自己去犯错。
Because you're not caring about them, you're not, you're letting them continue in their wrong ways.
这不是真的爱父母亲、孝敬父母的态度。
And this is not the right way to love your parents, to honor them.
所以这个时候我们反而要更着爱父母亲。
So we need to love our parents more.
我们真的要好好跟他们沟通。
Then we need to communicate with
them. 让他们了解他们是哪个事情做得不好。
let them understand what things that they could improve on.
这样才能够让父母亲真的得到进步。
And in this way, then we can truly help our parents improve.
当然我们这一个方面也要父母亲要去学习的。
And as parents, this is something we also need to learn.
我们知道人不可能永远是对的。
We know that none of us can always be
correct. 有时候我们真的会发生一些错误。
And there are many things. It's common for us to do the wrong things.
所以我们要不断的学习。
So we always need to learn.
所以我最近呢在看犹太人的父母这本书。
And recently I'm reading a book about the parents of the Jewish parents.
因为犹太人的父母这本书非常有意义啊。
So this book about the Jewish parents is quite meaningful.
它也是教导父母亲如何去教导他们的孩子。
It is a book telling the Jewish parents how to instruct the children.
里面就有一段话非常的有意思。
And there is one line there that's quite meaningful.
他说父母亲也要让自己终身学习。
And that the parents also need to learn throughout their entire lives.
让他不断地一直跟着社会在进步，他也进步。
They need to continually improve and learn with society.
所以我看到一个八十几岁的老人家。
So I saw an 80-year-old man.
哇，他也带着一个 iPad.
And he was holding an iPad.
哇，开始打开 iPad， 开始滑手机滑里面的网络看里面的资讯。
And he was using iPad to read the news and to browse the internet.
而且呢，还会到很多的朋友圈去给他们做一些鼓励安慰的话语。
And he would use his iPad to go on social media to encourage and talk to his friends.
哇，大家看到这个老人家发的 email 发的讯息，得到很大的安慰。
And when people saw that this old man was using his email and using the internet the way he is, and they were quite comforted.
所以呢，不是老人家就不能够学习
So it's not just because you're old that you can't learn new things.
我看到一个八十几岁还是可以学到非常先进的科技。
I saw an 80-year-old person to learn quite new technological.
所以这就是终身学习。
So we're in a life of learning.
所以我们看到儿女也会一辈子都会尊敬父母亲。
And the kids will always honor their parents.
因为父母亲一直在学习。
And the parents will always be learning.
所以这也是我们看到了整个亲子关系是非常良好的关系。
And in this way, we can have a good relationship between the parents and
the children. 那儿女能够孝敬父母，就会得到神的祝福。
And as children, we honor our parents, and we'll also be blessed.
所以我们求神能够祝福我们每一位弟兄姐妹。
So may God bless each and every one of us.
我们遵守诫命，真的会得到福气。
If we truly keep this commandment, then we will be blessed.
这是我们应该做的。
This is something that we should do.
而且我们还会得到福气。
And it's something when we do it,
we'll receive
additional
blessing. 那为什么不去
做呢？ So why not do it?
我想这是诫命给我们一个很大的一个应许。
And I think this is a promise.
我们一起来唱诗。
Let's all sing hymn.
364.
364.